This is HRR Voices on Sirius XM Radio Channel 141 with your hosts, Carl Brown and Sharon Morton.
You're listening to the Small Business Report, and this is Carl Brown with Sharon Morton in the studio. Mm-hmm. We have Paula Murphy, the director of the Massachusetts Export Center, and that's part of the Massachusetts Small Business Development Center Network. And
We can't wait to talk to you,
Paula. Hey, Paula, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Tell our listeners what it is that you do. What is an export center? And how can you help small businesses if they decide that they want to start exporting?
Sure. Well, we're part of our state's Small Business Development Center network here in Massachusetts. And so we are a specialty center focused on international trade development. So we help clients to assess potential overseas markets. We help them to establish channels to get into global markets. And we also help them to navigate the technical and logistical and regulatory aspects of global trade.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, how do you get past or help small business owners get past the intimidation of it all, doing business globally? It just sounds so, you know, overwhelming. Although, aren't we doing business globally, a lot of us anyway, because we're buying online? Isn't that almost like doing business globally?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I think for small businesses, they need to really look at what's manageable for them. And so one of the things we do is really just sit down with a company, look at their products or services, look at their operations, see what their capacity is and what they are feasibly able to handle as far as exporting and global trade is concerned. You know, global trade isn't necessarily for everybody, so we have to help them to determine whether it's something that's feasible for them, and if so, whether they're ready to do that, and then look at what's going to make sense for them and what they can handle.
And welcome back to the Small Business Report here on HRR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. In the studio with us today is Regina Robinson. She is the CEO for Suited for Success College Planning Services. She is basically a college admissions expert, and I know she's an expert because she helped me with my daughter. And off air, her and Carl have been talking about his kids going to college.
That's
welcome
right
to the show, Regina.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here with you both today.
Hey, this is so relevant.
Yes, to
everybody.
Small business owners, people that don't own a business, anybody with kids that
want
to go to college.
Anyone with kids that are going to college, because the college cost is so outrageous.
Right. And Regina is a small business owner. I mean, Suited for Success is a small business, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It is a small business because everybody needs it.
That's right. Tell us a little bit about your business, Regina, and be sure to tell our listeners how to get in touch with you, too.
So we've been in existence for over 15 years of helping students because I was a former high school educator. And so anytime I taught at a high school, my students would always come to me and say, we need help. Everyone was passing the word around. If you go to Miss Robinson, she'll help you get all your college stuff done.
Right.
And the reason for that was when I was in high school, I didn't have that help. I was a first generation college student. My mom and dad didn't know how to help me get ready for college. Mm-hmm. And they thought the counselors at school were helping me.
Right.
But they were doing like they still do now, decades later, because I won't give my age, right?
That's right.
What are they
decades
doing?
Later, they're telling you, make sure you apply to college, make sure your parents do the FAFSA, make sure you schedule testing.
And that's it.
And that's it.
That's
so
it.
What
wow
about the kid and the family who's not sure of how to complete the FAFSA, right? Because if you don't do your own taxes, you definitely don't know how to fill out a financial aid document.
Right.
And what about the kid
and
who's
the
a first
kid
generation?
Who's a first generation that maybe don't know how to fill out an application. They've never done one, and maybe their parent has never really filled out an application, because those college applications are difficult.
They are overwhelming.
Now,
they are daunting.
I heard that they use like a unified application now.
Yes, they do.
So
but
the
back
Common
then,
App
was.
So they have two unified applications, but it still does not cover every college.
Oh,
right.
No.
Well, there's
no
several unified. They have what they call the Common App, then they have the HBCU Common App, then they have the Coalition App.
So
there are several different apps. So now some kids have to figure out, well, what app do I even choose?
Right.
Well, when we were applying for college, it was paper apps.
Right. Back
right
in the day.
And you didn't
yeah
have an option of what you
right
did. You did it on paper. So you have parents trying to assist their students when they did paper applications
that's
back
right
in the day.
Yeah.